welcome to Knowledge for College. My name is Natalie Miller, and I'm very pleased to welcome my guest today, Frank Jamison, the coordinator of the Lakeshore Math and Writing Center here at Humber. Thank you so much for joining me today, Frank.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to have a chance to talk to you and anyone else who might be listening.
Yeah, and so we want to get some insight from you since you have a wealth of knowledge in terms of writing. So how do we use quotes effectively in academic research papers?
Good question, and I have some experience with this because for a couple of decades I've been reading students' essays and helping them make their papers stronger. And one of the things I did notice is quotes are not always used as effectively as they might be.
Yeah.
And so I can give some suggestions for ensuring that the quotes are doing what they want, what you want them to be doing.
Yeah, and you're the perfect person to ask. As you said, you are a former professor, now coordinator of the Writing Center.
Right.
So what are some of those tips that can help us?
The first thing, now I really talk about three parts to the inputting of a quote, but before you even think about putting a quote into a paper, you have to ask yourself whether a quote is really the thing that's needed. And the question is, when do you quote?
Mm-hmm.
Because there is an alternative. If you see in a passage or something you're reading, something you would like to include in your paper, you have a choice of quoting or paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes paraphrasing is the way to go.
Yep.
If you have a sentence or a passage in a text that you're reading that is particularly interesting in the way it is said, and you want to use that to point to the way it is said,
mm-hmm.
then a quote would certainly be appropriate. Also, if you have a statement or an opinion or a position from another person that you would like to support or counter,
mm-hmm.
and you feel that the language of the original will make it possible for you to discuss the ideas more effectively,
mm-hmm.
then you would want to quote. But if you have an ordinary sentence, such as there has been a 65% increase in the number of requests for this type of assistance, that's an ordinary sentence. There's nothing
right.
really exciting about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real reason to quote it.
Right.
So I would just paraphrase it if I needed to include that information.
Yeah.
If something is really exciting
mm-hmm.
in the way it was said, and or powerful,
mm-hmm.
or would it help to support your argument just by the strength of the wording, or would lend credibility
mm-hmm.
to your position because the original's way of saying it suggests authority.
Right.
In any of those cases, yeah. That would be a good time to use a quote.
So how do we insert those quotes the right way into mm-hmm. our essays to avoid plagiarism and such?
Understand first that there are three parts to the inclusion of a quote
mm-hmm.
inside any research paper.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is, in order to use a quote, you have to create the need for the quote.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say something before the quote that would suggest the need for it.
Right, so not just putting it in there
right.
without stating
so
anything.
A quote should not be parachuted in
right.
Just because it's cool or whatever.
Yeah.
You need to prepare the reader for the quote.
Mm-hmm.
You could introduce the ideas in the quote before it. You could begin an argument that is completed by the quote.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk about the author of the quote if that is useful
mm-hmm.
Before the quote. The main thing is to create that need.
Right.
There should be at least one sentence that mentions the source
right.
of the quote before you put the quote in.
Exactly.
So that's the first part. The second part is to actually put the quote in.
Yes.
Now, for that part, it really depends on whether you're using MLA or APA or
right.
Chicago. There are many aspects of how the quote should be put in. Mm-hmm. For example, if it's a short quote, use quotation marks. If it's part of a sentence, you have to think about the punctuation mm-hmm. and what you capitalize and don't capitalize. Yep. And then if it's a longer quote, you won't use quotation marks. You will use indented.
Right.
And so you need to know how many lines can be inside of quotation marks and how many need to be indented and
right.
so forth. And all of that, I would say, refer to your reference materials
yep.
on these issues because there are so many aspects of them.
Yes.
So,
yep.
But the main thing is you put the code in and you put it in according to APA or MLA or
exactly.
Chicago specification.
Whichever the professor yep. has told you yep. to use.
Right.
So what's our third step?
So the third step is once you put the code in, you don't say goodbye.
Right.
You then start talking about what the quote says.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to discuss it.
Yep.
So, what is the relevance of this quote to your thesis?
Mm-hmm.
Does this quote support your most recent point in the paper?
Right.
How does it support it?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want the readers to focus on when they look at this quote? What aspect of this quote is of interest
mm-hmm.
in this particular passage? So, these are all things that you must help the reader to see moving forward. Now,
exactly.
there's a possibility, once you have experience as a writer, to make this all blend in with your own discussion of the topic that you are trying to validate.
Exactly. So I suppose that comes with practice, with asking questions,
right.
asking your professor questions, as well as coming to the writing center and asking the tutors.
Absolutely. So if a student brings a paper in that has some quotes and wants to know if they're used effectively, certainly the tutors can give feedback on that and say, okay, I felt this was a little bit abrupt. Maybe we need to introduce it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm more curious about what's in that quote, and maybe you could suggest some way that it connects with your other point.
Right.
So we can have a conversation.
Exactly. And that's incredibly helpful for students, as well as you coming on the podcast today to provide
Thank
us
you.
Some insights, because we always want to use quotes because it seems like the easy way out, but
right.
you provided some great insights to make our writing a lot more effective.
Another little point is that sometimes students want to rely on quotes to make up the word count
right.
of their paper, but that would not be one of the best reasons for
yeah.
using a quote.
And have you told us mm. in explaining how to use a quote, there are ways that could add more depth to your argument.
Absolutely. And the tutors at the Writing Center can certainly help to bring out that depth.
Yeah, exactly. I really want to thank you again, Frank, for coming on the podcast today. We've learned a lot, and of course, as we had stated earlier, if there's any other questions in regards to anything writing-related and math-related, stop by the Lakeshore Writing Math and Writing Center in F Building, F201.
Yes, F201. So F is a really nice building.
Yes.
it's the prettiest cottage, in my mind. We're on the second floor. Just come
Perfect.
On up and see us.
Yeah, and practice, and we can all have effective writing for college and for well as in the future for our workplace. Thank you again. Until next time, my name is Natalie Miller, and this has been Knowledge for College.